This is The Pulse. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bharati Jagdish. Now, inward-facing cameras in taxis. It's been talked about for some time now to protect cabbies against fare evaders and even abusive passengers. Well, soon these cameras will become a reality. But passengers have expressed discomfort about being filmed throughout their journey. So, really, what's the solution between passenger privacy and driver's interests? It looks like the drivers have won. But should it really be seen that way? Well, today we're joined by advisor to the National Taxi Association. He's also advisor to the National Private Hire Vehicles Association, MP Ang Hin Ki, and chief editor of digital news at Channel News Asia, Jamie Ho, joins us as well. Now, this move is coming after 3 years of lobbying by the National Taxi Association, Mr. Ang. So you clearly see a need for this, but apparently passengers don't. So what are you making of all the feedback you've gotten so far?
I think when we lobbied for better protection for the drivers, it was not just purely on the basis of please install inward-facing video recorder in order to track down potential offenders or fare cheat or cases of abuse. It was to ask the operator to provide a safe working environment for the taxi drivers. You could have cashless payment, which will therefore reduce a lot of the fare cheat. You have credit card payment now you use for private hire vehicle. You could have alarm system installed within the vehicles should there be cases that take place. You could have a prosecution support process to help the drivers deal with cases whereby there were abuse, there were fare cheat. Right now, a lot of them have to do it on their own.
So all you were asking for were measures to address the situation.
Yeah. However, we do see in place today that there are actually video cameras within taxis. Those are outward facing.
Yeah.
And those have been approved by the Land Transport Authority. And those comprise two elements. One is there is a password that only authorized people from the taxi operator can download the recording inside the video.
Mm. So the cab drivers cannot.
They can't. And secondly, there are certain scenarios in which these materials can be downloaded or can be viewed. So it already complied with the current PDPC provision.
PDPC, by the way, is the Personal Data Protection Commission. They are also looking at this and they'll be issuing guidelines on this, on how you can use the footage. I think a lot of passengers are worried that the footage will be misused, it'll be put on social media. But if any of these things happen, if the rules are violated, there'll be fines to pay, right?
Yeah, I think beyond fines to pay, I think the Land Transport Authority could even consider that there will be penalties on your ability to run a taxi operator license. Okay. So just paying fines to PDPC is one part of it. But to be a responsible operator, you need to ensure that these things are in place before you can safely provide the vehicle to the driver and to commit to the passengers that taking my vehicle is going to be a safe and your privacy will be secure.
But Mr. Ang, you mentioned that other possibilities were considered in order to address the situation of fare evasion.
Yes.
And, of course, abuse of taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you settle on one of those? Why didn't the cab company settle on one of those options instead of this?
I would hope that you have a slew of measure to ensure that these things will be put in place. Now, we don't really wanted to have a monopoly of one particular tool. You have a mix of these various tools, and at the end of the day, if it can bring down the number of cases, it can increase the level of security, I think that would be adequate. However, we have recently also seen a lot of terrorism cases happening in other cities. And having such recording devices within the taxis or private hire car would help the authorities to have better information to know who been to that particular site or who have left that particular venue to go to where. So such data will also, I believe, give the police and the investigator more information if they need to track down potential perpetrators.
This footage will be available to the authorities as well when it comes to security concerns. Because some people have said that the Public Transport Council says there were only about over 200 cases of fare evasion per year.
So reported cases, if I may add. Many taxi drivers have mentioned to me that many times they may not even want to proceed with prosecution or reporting the cases because it could be that they have to do it on their own. They say you evaded $15, but 15 times 30,000 drivers per case. And so many of them just say, let's forget it. And it's a part and parcel of business loss. But as the cases multiply, as more and more people find that, hey, I put in all these 16 hours of hard work, and there goes the fare that I'm supposed to receive. I think there should be some advisory that go out to passenger that these offences are something fairly serious, you can be put to jail. And therefore, perhaps such advisory that comes out will deter people from wanting to think about even committing such an offence.
Well, the fact is that in spite of all the safeguards that will be put in place, should this become a reality, a lot of people have said they're really uncomfortable with being filmed throughout their journey. My argument is, we're being filmed quite a lot everywhere else as well. When you're on the bus, when you're on the train, as you're walking through a shopping mall, at your workplace. So what sort of privacy should we really expect in the back seat of a taxi or even in the front passenger seat of a taxi? Jamie, give us some idea.
In this particular case, I think I quite sympathise with the taxi drivers as well, looking specifically at taxi drivers. Because if you look at it, if you see the taxi drivers as providing a public good, and you're in a situation where one person is providing a public good to one person or two persons, it's a very uniquely constrained private space. But at the same time, I think commuters must know that they are having the benefit of a public good. And I think it's in everyone's interest to have that kind of openness, a kind of transparency in terms of what is being provided. So as you say, I think people are used to the fact that if you're on a bus, you're going to get it's probably filmed. If you are in MRT as well, it's probably filmed. So I don't think taxis specifically should be seen any differently. I think it helps both parties. In fact, at the end of the day, for both of them to know that things are open and things are accountable through filming.
If I may add, yes. I think times when the passengers go on board buses or train, they know that the information is being managed by the operator. Exactly. And not the individual drivers.
Exactly.
So for the cases of taxis and private hire, I think the key in addressing the concern about privacy is that let the taxi operator or the private hire operator install these devices and not the individual drivers. And so you can have your password, your downloading protocol, your other rules in place to secure that information, that the data that you collected.
Exactly.
What if passengers tell you, we still don't trust the system? How would you respond to that?
Based on that logic, you have issue, therefore, with e-banking, with various other digital domain that you today find every part of your life revolves around that.
Exactly.
Even door locks using thumbprints and the likes of that. Yeah. So I think the onus is on the technology and the operator to constantly provide a higher level of security, constantly update what is out there. But I agree with you that we can't leave this all to the operator. They need to be accountable. So what if the operator use an older system, don't have a proper secured platform to control these things? So the LTA do play a significant role in ensuring that if you want to install this, you need to be able to let them know that you have all these things in place and your technology is secured enough.
Because we have seen security breaches, though.
Of course, we have seen how Uber has allowed data of many of the consumers globally being hacked, and they wanted to pay off the person who hacked the information. So leaving it to the operator is not adequate, and therefore you do need the accompanying regulations to create that kind of enforcement and reinforcement to make sure that the privacy information is secure.
Earlier, you mentioned that this footage can also be accessed by law enforcement agencies should the need arise. Mm. Will there be a process related to that? Should there be like a request for footage and stuff like that, so that passengers also know that the footage of their ride won't be so easily distributed or disseminated?
Fortunately, in Singapore, we have a high level of trust on the reliability and the objectiveness of our agencies. The purpose of them doing this is to swiftly and quickly find the perpetrators and investigate the issues on hand. So that should not be something that we borrow from other scenarios or other cities and worry how this will be used, and you know, people may sell this off to other probably news media to earn some quick buck. I don't think that's a scenario we are faced here in Singapore. We also don't want
to... Let's hope it never comes to that.
So far, that's so good. But we also don't want to have a scenario whereby if you've been to other cities, sometimes you take a cab, there is this device that separates you from the driver, whether it's a glass or a plastic device. It basically tells me one thing, the city is not safe. Then you need such a device. Mm. I don't think we want to end up in that kind of scenario in our local context.
The thing also is, while, Mr. Ang, you're trying to reassure passengers that the footage will be secure and it won't be unnecessarily misused, it won't be misused, period, I understand that the drivers themselves have concerns here.
The last few days, drivers have feedback to me that they are worried that one or two of their peers may go on their own and start to install this device. Because at the end of the day, drivers want to give commuters the assurance that coming into this ride, it will be a safe and comfortable ride. The device that you see are installed by the operators and things are in place. Mm. Because if you feel unsafe, you don't want to take the ride, you choose other mode of transport, I lose a business opportunity. I want to feel secure giving you that ride, but I also want you to feel comfortable taking my vehicle. So the onus lies with the operator and the authorities to ensure that these conditions are met before any device is put in place.
Actually, it was reported that if you are uncomfortable as a passenger taking a ride in a taxi with an inward-facing camera, you can always pick a different ride. You can always go to a different taxi company and all that.
That may be the provision, but that is not going to be practical.
Exactly.
If every vehicle has that in place...
Will every vehicle have that in place?
I don't know, but you have to assume that we wanted to enable our commuters to pick and choose, or they wanted to have a quick ride to the destination. Of course, they want a quick ride, preferably a lower cost ride with good promo code and whatnot in place.
Yes,
but I think the more practical thing is to give people the assurance that such devices and the content are properly secured.
Yeah.
Rather than to force the issue onto their hand and say, you can pick not to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way to go.
I'm not sure how it's going to work out, because can you imagine if someone opts out and you are a taxi driver going to pick up this person, you will have, I mean, there are two ways in which you're going to read this, right? Are you the one who wants to pick up someone who has intentionally opted out of the video filming? It's kind of weird, and I don't see how that's going to be practically implemented.
Drivers may even decide that, don't worry, you know, come in, here's a piece of black cloth, let's cover up the device. Because at the end of the day, the objective is to provide you a secure place to work. Now, if you have a secure place and you can't work because there's no commuters, no passengers, then there's no use for such a secure place.
Mm.
But if you're working and there's not a secure place and you can't feel safe, it doesn't apply for you. So in both circumstances, a secure and safe place to earn a living is the very minimum that the driver is looking for.
We talked earlier about how we're being captured on camera practically everywhere we go. Yet this issue has caused such a furore online, with people saying they are losing trust, they're worried that the footage will be put on social media.
I think it's a little bit of a storm in a teacup.
Yeah, what's going on?
I mean, I think it's just a knee-jerk reaction to the fact that suddenly they realise one of the areas in which they are not being filmed may now eventually be filmed. Because
it's all this footage that we see on social media put up by netizens where people are having fights or, you know, doing embarrassing things and getting humiliated publicly. And all that is amplified on social media. So I think that has affected our psyches in a way that's made us very, very paranoid.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know that, I mean, as I said, I think people felt that maybe in the taxi was the only one place where you weren't going to be filmed by a member of the public, right? That you were, in a way, safe. If something happened on the bus, you know, well, they're going to be 10 other people expected either from someone else or from the bus itself. And maybe they felt that the taxi was one refuge that was remaining, right? But I think going forward, there really is little option than to consider that is something which I think at the end of the day needs to be conveyed to consumers, that it helps both sides. It helps the cabbie as well, helps the consumer to have that kind of assurance that thing exists for both parties.
Right now, the PDPC is working out some safeguards. One of the things that has been recommended in general is that passengers must be notified of the presence of the camera, even in their booking confirmations, and there needs to be a prominent notice in the vehicle as well. What other safeguards do you think are needed here, Mr. Ang, so that both the drivers and passengers can be comfortable?
I think one of the things is, apart from the fact that PDPC put in these policies and these recommendations, assurance would be that the LTA may have certain conditions to operators possessing a license and say that these are one of the criteria that you need to meet before your license can be considered to be issued to you, so that you have a so-called two-factor authentication.
Mm-hmm.
Your PDPC putting this policy in place, have a LTA watching over the operators to ensure that the way they handle this information and the way they put in place this safeguard will be something that will be, the drivers will feel secure and the commuters will feel safe.
One of our readers actually asked whether audio will be recorded as well. How far do you really want to go in terms of recording information?
There are some commuters who recently took private hire vehicle, leaving their phone number, their credit card details with the operator.
Yeah.
And the operator suddenly decided to pack up and leave the country and say that, I'm not going to operate here anymore. Then you have all these issues coming up. Hey, what happened to the data that I gave you, the credit card information, how about the payment details? So I think what really is key is whether it's audio or visual, because you do have dispute between drivers and commuters. It could be a dispute arising due to difference in opinion, or it could be a harassment situation whereby a driver may behave inappropriately to the passenger or vice versa. So I think recording information or video footages are just data points that the authorities can access in order to ascertain what happened. It's not for the drivers to use, but for the assigned person under the right circumstances to access those content for investigation purposes.
And finally, your parting reassurances to customers who have expressed uneasiness about this whole thing, so that at least the business for the cab drivers and for the private hire car drivers doesn't get affected by all this, even at the initial stages.
I think while the commission has released its policy recommendation, these devices are not in place yet. And the operators, before they do so, need to get clearance and assurance to the LTA before they can put these devices in place. So what I will continue to urge many of the drivers out there is do not take it upon yourself to install such devices.
Because are some of them already known to be doing that?
No, but some of them may be worried that why it took the authorities and operators so long to do so. So don't misinterpret the provision. There are certain small details in there. Let the operators provide you that safe working environment. You do not need to do so. And if the operators can't do that and make sure that you are safe while driving on the road, then the onus is on why should they be operating this particular license.
One of the things you mentioned earlier that concerned me a little was, what if the passenger comes in and tells the driver to cover the camera so that nothing is filmed? What if the drivers feel like they are under duress to do this if they want to make money?
So that, again, go back to the fact that why is it that people still feel unsafe with the privacy issues? Is it because the security password and the security protocol has not been revealed to people and there are instances of such trust being abused? If so, then the operator need to assure that these things are properly in place. The scenarios that happen is always because whatever assurance you give me didn't quite match up to the standard that you say you can live up to.
So if there are more and more such requests, the authorities need to step in, the operators need to step in.
Yeah. In the first place, assure me and I have confidence that you're doing it safe and everything is well put in place, then such things will not happen.
Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us today. National Taxi Association and National Private Hire Vehicle Association advisor Ang Hin Kee, and of course, Chief Editor of Digital News at Channel News Asia, Jamie Ho. Thanks for joining us on The Pulse. Have a safe ride today.
If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.